Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. And fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to TWFC Bible Talk Show, hosted by Reverend Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. I am filling in for this great woman of God. Today my name is Apostle Victor Ebersong of Hour of Celebration Talk Show, host also in the Blog Talk Radio. I'll give you details later on. I just want to thank God for you and you and you. I see a first caller already lined up. Praise God. And those of you in the chat room, just feel free. You're not hearing the voice of Reverend Yearwood and Betty Yearwood, but this is, again, Apostle Victor Ebersong, coming to you live from the city of Brockton in Massachusetts. Yeah, we can, by the World Wide Web, be able to reach out from every angle of the world. This is, we're going spiritual. Before we go further, I want us to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you have authorized us to go airborne and begin to release seeds right now upon the land. The land needs seeds sown, right kind of seeds that will germinate great harvest. And I believe tonight, oh God, that in the morning or afternoon, wherever they're listening to, the seeds will be coming through the provision that you made through the instrumentality of man, even satellite and all other mediums. Father God, I thank you. I bind the spirit of confusion and decay and anarchy and doubt and unbelief and disobedience. I take authority and bind you. You cannot use the opportunity of the moments we're in now. This is the best moment ever in the history of mankind to see the hand of God. Lord, we thank you because you're giving us strategies and tools to be able to reach out to you. I pray for Reverend Yearwood and Betty Yearwood, Father God, that you continue to bless them even as you make this a forum for men and women all over the world to enjoy. Thank you, Father God. I yield myself totally to you, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable first to you and then be received by the hearts of your people. Satan, you are cursed forever. In Jesus' name, get out of the way now in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to RTWFC Bible Talk Show that's hosted by Reverend Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. I am filling in today. They have made some moves, so that's the reason why you don't hear them. Hallelujah. I see a first caller. Let me see if I could just bring them in for the moment. Hallelujah. Area code 111. Praise the Lord. Hello. You on there?
Praise the Lord. I don't know if you're talking to me. 111. That's not me.
Oh, that's not you. Okay. But I have not seen. Yeah, I saw 111 first area code. Maybe that's you. Just give us your name and where you're calling from.
Praise God. I'm Evangelist Mapp. I'm actually calling from the city of Champions, Brockton, Massachusetts. And I'm just calling in to listen to words of praise and thanksgiving and perhaps to even reiterate on some of the psalms and praises going up to our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Truly a blessing. It's an honor to be in the land of the living. People don't understand. It's an honor to be alive. It's an honor
Amen.
To be able to just listen to what is going forth in the kingdom, in
Amen.
God's kingdom with God's people. So it's I truly am thankful to the vision of the vision by the visionaries that
Amen.
Began Block Talk. And I trust that it will just grow and grow and grow with God's people and even the lost souls coming to salvation and just realizing that they can't make it in this world. They cannot make it without Christ. We need
Praise the Lord.
We need to repent. So
Praise the Lord.
Blessing, and I just give God the praise for the visionaries of this program. As
Amen.
I thank God for you, Apostle.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you very much for that. We're going to just commence on, I know Reverend Yearwood had been talking about faith. And as I was praying, I saw a vision of the word falling from heaven. But we, the seed bearers, you shoot the word to heaven. Thank God for the medium of the World Wide Web and other instrumentalities. The word goes up to heaven and rains down. I see the land in need of seed that will produce great harvest. And that's why I just kind of give much more kudos to this very topic, the topic of faith. And before we go on, I'm going to touch bases from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. Habakkuk, chapter 2. If there's any other time that God's people will have to just use the instrument of faith, it's now. We'll be using fear. Faith is needed now. Let me read from Habakkuk chapter 2, from 1 to about 4. It says, I will stand upon my watch. I think this is a position. To our president, I thank God for president. Thank God for the Congress and the House and the different local governments, even that of ours here in the city of Brockton and with Tennessee as well. But if we do not take a place within God, and I pray that whatever is signed into law that is not signed from this perspective should be nullified and negated. I hear that President just signed, reversed the signing of stem cell research today, and I hope we don't use other people to give life to others. Jesus said, I have come to give life and give it to you more abundantly. If people are sick, we need to go to the one who made life in the first place. I applaud our president, he's doing fine, but I pray that he does not go off target, because if he does that, more recession will hit here. The things we've already put in place will begin to fall apart if we don't obey God. Let me read. See, I will stand upon my watch and set myself upon the tower. There's a place God has set for us. The word of God is a tower spot to stand and see how far and wide. You see from up down, hallelujah, and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Watching to see. You see, when we hear the word, we can see what God is saying through the word of God. That's a vision, you know, a vision, not the vision, the vision. What's that vision? The vision that Jesus Christ came to the earth to bring man back to heaven. That's the vision. Not division. Division is a plan, a strategy of Satan who
right.
split heaven.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I will answer when I am reproved. Recession is a time of reproving. And watch this. No, let's go. Okay. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision.
And make it plain.
Write, their vision and make it plain upon tablets. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, listen to the vision, not the recession, not the CNN news and all other news, the news media. And then with that, fear is hitting people so much that he may run that readeth it. Run that readeth it. What are you running with? It should be this instrumentality. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it shall speak. Listen, whatever God says, and we believe it, we run it with it, it speaks. Well, how does it speak? It says it is finished. It is done. It is manifested. We see the glory of God. You see it and will not argue. You will not dispute and not lie. Though it pray, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Number four, behold, his soul that is lifted up is not upright in him. That's what is happening to the world today. We see economic crisis in Japan, unemployment, lines of homeless people all over the place. People of God, let's see the vision that has been written, the B-I-B-L-E, written for us to read and run, not read and fall. But the just shall live by faith. Well, God, I want you to just interject just slightly, shortly, and then I'll go to where we have it spelled out. Go ahead.
Praise God. Well, faith is the ingredient. Without faith,
yes,
we have nothing.
Mm-mm.
We have nothing without faith.
Yes.
We wake up by faith that God is going to wake us up each day.
Mm.
It's the faith in Christ that we must have.
Yeah.
Echo our faith in Christ. What do we have? Nothing. So
zero.
We must hold on to the faith.
Yes. Praise God. Thank you very much. Now, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. I see Reverend Yehud just enumerated the key words. Believe, hope, trust, assurance. And that makes it impossible to please God. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who want to call in for the first time, the number to call in is 347-308-8524. 347-308-8524. Don't forget, those of you in the chat room, you can show up at the switchboard as well. Okay. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, the word now means eternity. Eternity. When the moment you step into faith, you're stepping into eternity. Hallelujah. Because in eternity, we don't have time. We don't have chronometer. We don't have watches. We don't look at the time. It's just so. It is just so. Hallelujah. Well, I wish we, we eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor as it descended into the heart of anybody, the things that God has put together for those who love him.
Mm-hmm.
We should be lovers. See, now faith is. If you don't have faith now, you don't have faith now, there's trouble. Don't have faith yesterday and faith tomorrow. Have it in the now.
Yes.
Because if you don't have it in the now, you can't make it to tomorrow. If you have it yesterday, it is a past tense. You need it for now. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. Now, today. We live in today. Believers live in today, not tomorrow. Yes, we make our plans. We make project some things, but we use. Some people have not lived today since they were born. They live into the past, live into the future, and forsake today. And the devil loves for us to do that. But God says, if you want to walk with him, it has to be now. Don't say, I will be born again tomorrow. It's now. Don't say, I'm going to start giving to the work of God. It's now. Don't say anything short of now. So that's why the words of in the faith meaning or a definition here in the book of Hebrews starts with now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance. What do we mean by substance? Substance is something you can touch.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can touch heaven with our physical hands. We can touch it with our faith fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And God has given us enough substance, enough. You can look around. The Bible says, look around, look and see how the sky is high up. There are no pillars holding the sky. Be the skyscraper, like the Twin Towers in New York that were standing, not until evil men brought them down. They were put together by solid metal, connected one to another. Otherwise, they would not go up. But you could see faith being taught by God himself. Job was asked, when I created these, when I created that, were you there? Job said, I wasn't. Why? God was saying, my son Job, I'm moving you to one level of faith to another level of faith. The Bible says from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Many of us are using the faith of the many years ago. Oh, I was born again, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled.
Mm-hmm.
No, what about now? How are you doing now? Yeah, that's why the Bible says the thou shalt live by faith, not by fear. I did a teaching on one of our series. Some of you can go down to archives to read it. You know, the three types of, it's right there. It's, I said there's a bad fear and there's a good fear. And there's the faith of God. Bad fear is the one Satan injected into our system. And he put a panic button. And when he pushes the panic button, and you start running. Today, there's a panic button that is in Wall Street, the panic button at the White House, the panic button in Congress, the panic button in the Senate, and in the city halls. Yeah, they're crying out. This is time for the faith of everyone. I don't care whether you go to church. Just time for your faith to rise up. God has put elements of faith in every one of us. We use natural faith. God said, get the God kind of faith. The natural faith is you can now go to your car and open the door and put your key in, and you don't know if that car will not start. You don't think like that. You go to your house, and when you get to the house, you don't know if somebody just broke in and then is on the other side of the door. As soon as you open the door, they'll blow you your head off. But we walk by faith.
Okay.
But God is saying, let's go a little notch, go a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This faith is dependent on the word of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing. And you hear now, use what you hear now, and you see the results of the action of God.
Praise.
I'm doing a series. Some of you can come over on Hitched In. I call that topic, I'm going to the next level, Hitched In by Reception, but right thinking and a right move seals the deal.
Mm-hmm.
The four lepers, right thinking, hitched in. Every one of us is hitched in. Don't panic. We're hitched in. Yes, yes, God wants to stay our faith. We were going to hell in a handbasket, including the church.
Yeah, yeah.
The church is going to hell in a handbasket, whereas God says, come out of there and believe me, receive my word and act on it. As Habakkuk said, I'll stand in the high tower and I'll see when he speaks to me. God is speaking to you. What are you seeing? We're seeing danger. We're seeing hopelessness. We're seeing a fear, lack of trust, no assurance. No, we don't have to see that. We should be seeing exactly what God is saying.
Yeah.
God says, it is well with the righteous. The righteous shall not be forsaken, nor their seed go about begging bread.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, let's pack up faith in our spirit. The word enters into our spirit. The Bible says the spirit, the word that I speak to you, they are alive, they are spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So let the spirit of God, which is faith, go into our spirit, not to our head. Many a time people receive the word in their head. Watch what happened. The Bible, not the Bible, sorry. They say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Anything that goes to our head is a waste because the devil will come and dump some toxic. And we will lose out on what God says. Somebody will come out of the service and say, "Ooh, that was a good service. What did the preacher say?" "I don't know. What are you taking home?" No faith. Go, come in with fear, go back with fear. Let's begin to be attentive to the word of God because God is speaking his faith to somebody right now. You're about to be healed. You're about to come out of your penury right now as you receive this word. That's why faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You have it in your hand and the evidence of things not seen. When you can hold the substance after a while will turn into evidence. What's evidence? The boy said, "Once I was blind, but now I can see." Let's take a trip and listen to quickly to Brother Timothy talking about singing the trophy of grace. It's none other than faith. If you're on trophy, God will reward us for our faithfulness. Glory to God. Just take Timothy. Yeah, that's trophies of faith. The trophies of faith. The trophies of grace, sorry. And none other than the faith we have embarked on. The God kind of faith. And the Bible tells us that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. You know, there's the crown of righteousness that will be given to many of us at the end of it all. Glory to God. Now, we're just touching the bases with, now we have substance, the things hoped for. See, somebody will ask you, they say, are you sure you're going to get that house? Are you sure you're going to make it to heaven? And you could sure look for something. What evidence, what can you prove to me that I should believe you? Now, sometimes people argue with us about the Jesus we come profess. You know, were you there? Did you see him die? Did he resurrect? But now you can now, because of your faith, you see the change that takes place in your life. You use that as an evidence. Some people who knew you or knew me as either, say, a thief or a robber, and all of a sudden changes take place. They say, hey, like I said before, the boy born blind was born blind for the glory of God, Jesus said. He said, not because of the sin of the parents or great-grandparents, something sin passed on, iniquity can be handed down the centuries. But he said, no, that this is just for God to make his point. Somebody right now, God is using that predicament to make a point, a statement, not because you sin, not because you've done something wrong, and even you're being prepared for what he has ordained for you to embark on as you yield to him. So he told him, no, it's for the glory of God. And that's what happened. The boys started debating debating with him. And the father said, well, I don't want to be thrown out of the church. I have a seat in the church. I think it's better for me to have a seat in the church than have a seat next to Jesus in heaven. That's some of us doing. That's what some of us are doing. We prefer a prestigious seat on earth here and let go the seat in heaven with Jesus. I prefer heaven's seat. I don't care what people say here, as long as I'm doing what he said. So when this boy was left alone, he had to fend for himself. Yeah, there are times because of your faith in Christ Jesus, everybody will denounce and reject you. But would you reject yourself? You have to stand in faith. And he did so, not until he came to Jesus, after all. And Jesus asked him, what is it? He said, the people are arguing with me and saying, oh, whether I was born blind or not. He said, he doesn't know the man who did that. And he said, I am the Messiah. I am the Messiah. Yeah. And he bowed down and worshipped him. You see, he could see. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is serious about faith. If you don't have faith, the Bible tells us it is impossible. We have it right here in verse 6. It says, for without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Some of us don't come to God and don't believe he is. If we don't believe he is, go to the record. Go to the videotape. Go to of the very things that he has done. Look around. The flowers, the birds, the animals, the sea. That's a videotape. Sceneries, even the catastrophe that just came upon the earth. Turn around and make good, nice-looking sceneries. You know, see mountains, valleys. They were not there, I believe. It was all level. And now, because of catastrophe, God used a crisis to create a cosmos. He uses a mess to make a message out of it. See, you come back to God, must first believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently. Faith is not, I seek you today, and when things are good, bye-bye. Or I seek you today, and when nothing is happening, bye-bye. No, you stick to-ism. Don't move from there. The Bible says, having done all to stand, therefore, glory to God, diligently seek him, glory to God. Woman of God, just drop a seat. There.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said drop a seed.
Contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we go back even to the beginning of time, in the first the Old Testament, all of those warriors in Christ, Moses, Enoch, all of them, without faith they could not go forth with God's plan. Without faith, and they had to have the faith in Christ.
Yes.
They knew that God would lead them, because Moses said, who shall I say?
That's right.
Sent me. He's a I am that I am.
Intimacy. Woo.
Enoch. Abraham at Sarah at 90, given birth.
Yes.
And it was faith.
Mm.
Because she knew she was barren.
Yes.
She knew that. But it was faith for Abraham to give her the word to, you know, just wait, trust. It was faith.
Mm.
And she had that baby. She had gave birth.
Mm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. I tell you, when you were speaking, and you talked about Moses asking God, who do I say I am? That means... That means many of us have not asked God.
Excuse me, you caught me just waking up anyhow.
Yeah, that's okay. They have not had intimacy. And I know God is looking for intimacy. Faith cannot be faith enough without intimacy. You know, not just faith like... Name it and claim it that people have made faith to look like it's not a real still a real stuff. And some people are labeled the people faith movement. Faith movement is what God used to start to create the world. It was faith. He stood and saw chaos. Somebody else will be saying, "What am I going to do? Everything is falling apart. I spend this money." And all is gone.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are. But he stood in the rubble and had faith in himself and spoke Jesus out.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost says, "Yes, we are a team here. We will restructure. We will rebuild." I don't know who needs rebuilding.
Uh-huh.
Look at your rubble and speak the word of God. Speak. Power, speak wisdom, faith, and watch the Holy Ghost go to work.
Praise God.
Many of us don't use the word. That's the reason why we are not where we should be. Use the word. The Bible says you must first. Many of us use the word without first believing.
Walk by faith.
It does not happen without we believing before we speak.
That's right.
The Bible says we believe and therefore we speak. You don't just speak without believing.
Uh-huh.
It's believe that, that formates the whole deal. Believe. And what believe? Believe in the God of faith. He said, I was talking about evidence. You go to court, and they tell you, say, if you're not guilty, give us evidence. Bring a witness.
Uh-huh.
And you call a witness to the witness stand. And they narrate their story, and they investigate, they interrogate the witness, and make sure that it's not a formulated factor. And they find out that, it's true, like the boy. When all was said and done, he said, look, listen, one thing I know, I was blind. How can I express that? I was blind. There were no marks of eye marks in my face. But now, I can see. Don't you see? Sometimes the devil will cause people around you to cajole you and make you feel as if what you got is not real. That's a lie from the devil. He always wants to knock your miracle out of your hands. You will stand and say, by faith, I received. That boy stood and said, no matter what you say, no matter if my father does not join me, he just left me in this the church of faith alone with Jesus. I'm going to stick through. And he did it. For evidence. It's time, precious ones, And to those of you who are tuning in for the first time, it is time for you to embark on the God kind of faith. Let's go quickly to the book of Mark, chapter 11. Mark 11. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you. Somebody must be getting, this is how you move out of the territory you've been in. 11 verse 20, and in the morning, this was an event that took place, going back to chapter 13, verse 13. Now, let me read it. And seeing,
fig tree.
Mark 11 from 12. And on the next day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. He was hungry. I want to eat. What happened? And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, this is hypocrisy. He came, if perhaps he might find anything on it. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves. My God, somebody is not being fruitful here. For the time of figs was not yet, but he put on a facade as if he was set to give out fruit. Is that not saying of many of God's people? The leaves are there, but there are no fruits in the vine. Fruit is the eat-all. If we have the leaves, we have fruits, we have branches, but no fruits. That's bad. Galatians chapter 5 tells us the two types of fruit, the fruit of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit.
Uh-huh.
You know, but God wants us to settle at the fruit of the spirit. That's where we can recreate and create. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said unto, Jesus is speaking to the fig tree that is green, it's not dried up, but he wants to turn his life around. And no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciple heard it. That means he spoke out loud. How many of us now, when we want to embark on this faith exercise, we mutter our words? We swallow our words. No, open it. He said, let there be light.
Uh-huh.
Let healing be. Let prosperity be. Let power be. Glory to God. Let no man eat of fruit of thee hereafter. I wanted to say one thing. I said the recession we have is as a result of the recession God has had from us. See, the fig tree was causing recession to Jesus. And Jesus said, okay, because you're unproductive, I'm going to get you into recession. And what's recession? I call it the symbol of sin reduction. Number 15, and they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out those that sold and bought in the temple, using the temple for business, and overthrew their tables of the money changers and the seats of those that sold doves, and would not allow that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Number 17, and he thought, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, that ye have made it a den of thieves. Number 18, and the scribes and the chief priests heard it. He was not just murmuring. And sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. How many people have been astonished about our doctrine today? You know, they take it casually. But when we preach and teach in the power of the Spirit, that is how people are going to be shocked, dumb. Number 19, and when evening was fully come, he went out of the city. Now, 20, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. The action of faith has brought about a result. Number 21, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. How many of us are going to take that liberty to stand and begin to act like these? We will remove all kinds of predicaments out of our world today. We begin to speak to the government to begin to stand right and to perform right. We want to speak to ourselves to begin to energize ourselves to get up. The Bible says we have to speak to ourselves. Speak to one another. These words, encouragement, jack up the spirit of another. Glory to God. Quickly, another time, our time is running by. And he said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith, the one that goes above our nominal, menial, structural things, the way we do things. Somebody will say, well, I'm going to rob a bank. He has faith to go there. Otherwise, he might think, oh, I'll be shot on my way. He doesn't think that. He said, oh, I'm going to do this thing. I know I'm going to succeed to kill that person. He has faith, but the bad type of faith. Numbers 23, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart or her heart, but shall believe that these things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said. I think that will end the recession if we embark on this very style. Hallelujah. Number 24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, how many of us are desiring to be better off, not just physically, starting with the spirit. We want to be a spiritual giant.
Yeah.
You want to be empowered. Bible says you should receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. Have faith, the God kind of faith, to receive the endowment of power, the overshadowing of the spirit of the most highest. Mary was said to have this. The angel Gabriel said, the spirit of the most highest will overshadow thee. And a miracle happened. A virgin conceived immediately. When the anointing is so great upon us, things happen, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the presence of God and see things happening. Hallelujah. And that's faith that takes us in there. And faith brings us out. And we begin to be approved producers. Hallelujah. Therefore, I say unto you, yes, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Receive them before you receive them. Have them before you have them. You have them in faith.
Yeah.
You have them in the physical. Number 25 is one thing that we have to embark on as we get into this exercise of faith. And when ye stand praying, that should have been the first. Stand praying, forgive. If ye have anything ought against any, that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we have a few minutes, but woman of God, what do you have to interject here before I go? I haven't seen anybody showing up at the switchboard, but I know you must be listening. Go ahead, woman of God.
No, what I was saying, that's, you know, having faith, but you all have to put the action to it, because faith without works is dead.
It is. All right.
You see that the faith is action, working together.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings about what's coming to pass.
Amen.
Us, we have to have faith. I thought even going back to Abraham, when he was asked to go up unto Mount Moriah, and he had faith.
Mm-hmm.
That he had faith enough. I mean, that's his child. What father is going to take the child and know that God is asking for a burnt offering?
Mm-hmm.
But Abraham had faith that God knew it was a God had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
God had a plan, because
yes.
even the son said, "Dad, where is the burnt offering?"
Yeah.
And he said, "God will provide."
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know time is just skipping away, you know, and sending us to eternity quicker. I just thank God for this little nugget, and I pray that you use it. Again, you're listening to, hallelujah, to RTWFC Bible Talk Show, hosted by Reverend Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. They are not here today because they have moved, and they're on the move. So I'm just filling in for them. My name is Apostle Victor A. Besson of Hour of Celebration Talk Show, that is also in this very Block Talk Radio. And to get to our show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/HOCB Radio. H for Harry, O for Orange, C for Charlie, for Bravo Radio, one word, you get there. And on Wednesday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be coming to you live. You can join us calling in 646-478-5813, 646-478-5813. I want to thank God again for the woman of God who was just taught to be on the air with us today. And I know some of the ones are in the chat room. Some are just listening and they didn't show up at the sweet board. Anyhow, I pray that this word will find a place, not in the head, but in the heart, because it is in the heart that is where we bake real food. We bake the things that we produce outside in the heart, not in the head. Head is good for a moment, but send it to the heart. Hallelujah. Before we go, I want to pray for somebody who has been using the natural faith, but you want to bump up your natural faith into divine faith. It's easy, easy. That place, you don't do nothing. You just get there and things happen. Just look at the fig tree. Nobody went and cut down the fig tree. Nobody put a chemical, because there's what is called tree killer. The moment you put a chemical on, the tree dies. He didn't do anything, but he just died on his own, because this faith calls for God's divine intervention. That's why we need it for now. Our government needed, the Senate needed, the House of Representatives needed, our president needs it more than ever, so that he does not make any judgment without consulting heaven. I pray this in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray with me. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to have your faith today.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my faith did not take me to you, but today I've heard that there's another level of faith, and I am embarking on it now. But before I do that, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm a sinner, born in sin, but I want to get out today. I want to denounce my ways of sin, denounce Satan, get out of my life today. Out you go, devil, for I have a new leader. His name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for washing me with your precious blood and for making me a brand new creation, that I can embark on this faith and wither all the storms in my life, in Jesus' name. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that you're already on. Continue to go, and you can get in touch. I don't have the email of Reverend Yearwood. Anyhow, just stay on. Like I usually say in my show, raise up the standard. What standard are you going to raise up today? The faith, the God kind of faith. And no or a storm, no demon can bring you down when you raise them. Say, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. I want you to know also that the anointing of healing is in the air. Stretch out your hand. Touch your system right now by faith. As I lay my hand on the system right now, you do the same. And I release a dose of healing to knock out every unwanted element in your life. Become healed, totally healed in the name of Jesus. I command you heal. Get up and begin to do what you couldn't do before, because healing is the children's bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Come back again. I believe Reverend Yearwood will be on next time. Don't forget to join me on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. All right. 646-478-5813 is the number. God bless you. We love you. Woman of God. Hello, woman of God.
Blessings to all.
Yes. Just greet the people and then as we go up.
God be the glory. Peace and blessings to all God's people.
When the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way. I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. Bring my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will save, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up.
Praise the Lord. Bye-bye.